Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Balik lockdown ang hindi bababa sa 30 suburbs na kabilang sa COVID-19 hotspot sa Victoria. Bago pa umalma dahil sa inaasahang pagkainip ng mga apektadong kababayan, sana'y mabigyan tayo ng inspirasyon na makakausap natin sa kung paano maging produktibo habang naka-isolate. Kasama natin ngayon ang international student na sinulit ang lockdown at humakot ng higit 40 o 40 na course certificates mula sa samut-saring free online courses na sinalihan niya habang naka-quarantine. Kamustahin natin si Mark Earl Angelo Antonio.
Hello, Christina. Hello sa lahat ng nakikinig.
Okay, umpisahan na natin. 43 course certificates? Kailan mo sinimulan ito?
Actually, Christina, nag-start ako first week ng June. Nagsimula ako sa isang project management course and then ayun, tuloy-tuloy na.
Okay, so alam natin na, yun na, sinabi natin kanina, isa kang international student. You're currently enrolled sa University of Queensland, taking up Master of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. So, sino naman nakikayat sa'yo na mag-take ng free online course?
Okay, so ganito yung nangyari. Nung May, nag-announce yung alma mater ko, which is yung Malayan College of Laguna. They have a partnership with Coursera and they wanted alumni to take courses for free. So ngayon, it was open for the first 100 na mag-register and I'm one of them. So yun, nahikayat lang ako kasi free naman eh. So I've been hearing a lot of online courses and alam ko yung iba may bayad. So eto, kinrab ko na yung opportunity para mag-register. So yun,
okay.
Yun yung start.
Oh, so yun ang start. Pero bakit hindi ba sapat yung workload from the uni to keep you preoccupied? Kulang ba?
Actually, sapat na siya para maging busy ka. Pero ewan ko, ang saya kasi kapag meron kang pinagkakaabalahan na kakaiba. Like siguro naramdaman natin yung exhaustion kapag gumagawa tayo ng maraming assessments, ganyan. Minsan ang break ko either magluto or kaya magtanim. Pero ngayon nag-try tayo ng kakaiba, nag-try tayo ng online learning. Which is somehow, ano naman, worthwhile talaga siya.
Okay, I'm curious lang kasi mukhang iba din ang passion mo for learning. Learning in general, di ba? But what satisfaction do you derive, you know, from learning something new?
Siguro yung feeling na nakakatulong siya sa self-development mo and yung idea na ang dami mo pang hindi alam sa mundo. Like, kung isi-share ko yung mga courses na tinake ko, iba-iba
siya. Yes,
so again, nag-start siya sa project management. And then, ang break ko, nagtitake ako ng what I consider as relatively lighter courses. So, tumitingin ako ng Coursera courses about fitness, about meditation. At yung mga simpleng bagay na ganun, like meron pala talagang ibang konsepto pagdating sa pag-e-ehersisyo ng tama, kung paano mag-meditate, ganyan. Iyon, yung feeling na marami ka pang hindi alam, kahit feeling mo marami ka nang alam. I think that gives me satisfaction bakit ako try nang try mag-enroll sa online courses.
Okay, I'm really curious about yung bigate na courses na tinake mo. So, meron kang project management, project planning. Ano ba? Sige, kwento muna dun sa bigatin.
Ah, sige.
Lighten us din dun sa magagaan. Sige.
Ah, sige. Yung mga bigate na courses na kinuha ko, I took design thinking approach sa different universities like Duke University, University of California. I also took information systems auditing. So, ayun, di ba medyo mabigat pa kayo.
Grabe!
It's with University of Minnesota. I also took up data science courses with Johns Hopkins. So, ayun, yung project management medyo mabigat. Actually, yung mga binanggit ko ngayon, lahat mabigat. Kasi before you get a certificate, kailangan mong pumasa dun sa exam. Tapos yung exam na yon, they have limited attempts. Tapos kapag kunyari, hindi mo siya napasa on the third attempt, which is max for every 24 hours, you have to wait for another day to take those exams again. Hanggat hindi mo siya naipapasa, hindi ka nila issue ng certificate. So, ayun. May mga times na nare-reach ko yung limit kasi parang na-overwhelm ka sa dami ng inaaral. Pero may times na, syempre, one take, nakakaya. Pero what I can share is, merong pure joy moment kapag nakakuha ka ng certificate, which will make you want to try another one, another different course.
Kumbaga, it feeds into yung ano mga, yung desire mo to learn.
Oo, ganun. Ang nerd ba pakinggan, Christina?
Hindi siya nerd. I think it's very inspiring kasi
lalo na sa mga panahon ngayon, di ba, lalo na yung mga magbabalik lockdown in the context of muling mag-isolate dahil wala silang choice, di ba? Parang, imbis na mainis sila, imbis na ma-inerf at magmukmuk, I mean, tingnan mo, I'm sure hindi mo napansin. Napansin mo ba, by the way, nung nagulat ka na, or nagulat ka na lang ba na umabot na ng 43 yung certificates mo?
Well, meron kasi kaming goal dun sa community na we wanted 20 certificates for 2020. That was the goal of the institution for us. So, nung i-reach ko pa lang yung 20, syempre binabantayan ko. Pero nung lumagpas na, di ko na napapansin na parang nagulat na lang ako nung tinignan ko yung inventory ko ng certificate. Uy, mag-30 na, mag-40 na. So, tama ka, Teta. Pag nag-enjoy ka, you won't really feel na mabigat siya. I think that's one advice na I can share to our listeners ngayon.
Okay, so yun na nga, yung mga mabibigat. Nakikita mo bang maa-apply mo yan sa future mo? I mean, sa career path mo o sa kung ano man ang gusto mong pasukin down the line sa iyong karera?
Yes, Teta, definitely. So back in the Philippines, I'm working as a certified public accountant for a Big Four firm. So as I progress kasi sa career path ko, I'm sure na I'll be taking more progressively higher responsibilities. So itong mga project management na to, kailangan to eh. Kailangan to as you manage people, as you manage different projects, the risks and rewards of different projects. So I can really see na yung relevance niya and yung benefit niya sa career path ko. Even though I'm taking up entrepreneurship ngayon, entrepreneurship is just about initiatives na kailangan din ng good project management skills. So I'm really sure na it's beneficial and significant to my career path.
Okay, so yan ang bigatin. Ngayon, naman tayo sa relatively magaan, pero equally interesting? Tama
yes,
ba?
Yes, correct.
To say equally interesting? Sige, kwento.
Yes, correct. So nung naghahanap ako ng mga different courses na parang sabi ko nga break ko nga, nagtingin ako ng the science of fitness, ganyan, paano ba tama magpapayat, ganyan. Imagine, parang may nababasa ko about total energy expenditure na kailangan mo sa isang araw, bakit ba hindi pumapayat yung ibang tao kahit na ang dami nilang physical activities. So parang ganun, malalim siya in a sense na parang meron tayong mga hindi alam na natutunan ko lang through that courses. Pero light siya kasi hindi naman siya kasing technical ng terms ng auditing, ng accounting, ng business language. So yun, masaya siyang tapusin kasi lagi kang may aha moment per per subject. So yun siguro yung kaya ko siya tinawag na light.
Oo, sige. So ngayon, for the benefit of those who might be thinking of, you know, following or taking on the same path na tinahak mo habang naka-isolate ka nung first wave do ng COVID, paano ba sisimulan yung pag-sign up? Do they, you know, visit a particular website, search which course interests them? Sige, konting tips naman dyan, Cello.
Sige, so kapag nag-search ka online, marami. Merong Coursera, EdX, U Academy, marami tayong online MOOC or online courses. And meron siyang in-offer na free trial period. So kunyari, in a span of 1 week, kung ano yung kaya mong tapusin, tapusin mo siya and you'll get certificate. After that, i-offeran ka na nila if you wanted to get a premium membership. So, yun yung masasabi ko. Try lang. If you can give 1 week and mag-allocate ka talaga ng time to be focused and dedicated for that particular week, you can get the most out of it. Pero kung hindi mo pa kayang mag-commit, I would suggest na ilista mo muna what are you planning to take, then saka natin siya gawa ng strategy.
Ang galing! Okay, ngayon. Can you share naman kahit 3 key takeaways na pulot mo kahit papano, no, habang nag-enroll ka dun sa mga free courses na yon?
Sige, Teta. I'd like to begin with first knowing what motivates you. Pag alam mo kasi what makes you happy, what gives you inspiration to do something, or kung ano ba yung talagang interesado kang matutunan, that will give you that drive. For example, if you're really motivated by making good connection, building networks in your community, you might want to take courses on communication or courses on how to develop your leadership skills. May mga ganong courses kay MOOC or kay Coursera. So that's one, knowing what motivates you. Second, it's also important that you know what demotivates you. Ano ba yung mga nakaka-apekto sa yung kagustuhang matuto? So for example, ang naranasan ko personally is yung mga distraction. Like, for example, sa environment mo lang, feeling mo your environment is not conducive to learning, maybe kailangan nating i-re-strategize, ay baka kailangan kong lumipat ng learning environment, try kong mag-aral sa library, ganyan. The bottom line is, if you know what demotivates you, you know how to re-strategize for you to get that energy again. And lastly, give it a go. Hindi ka makakatapos if you're not gonna give that first step. So sabi nga ng ating Miss Universe, diba, a steps of a million journey starts with a single step. So kailangan mo lang talaga siyang bigyan ng go, and there you have it. Hindi mo na ma-realize na, hindi mo na lang aakalain na ang layo na pala ng narating mo. So again, know what motivates you, know what demotivates you, and lastly, give it a go. So yun lang, siguro yung mabibigay kong tips sa ating mga listeners ngayon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.